Welcome back to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm your host, Al Waller. Now, Generation X, a.k.a. Gen Xers, are a smaller generation that unfortunately gets lost in the shuffle between the two highly profiled and bigger demographic segments, baby boomers and millennials. They are currently a sandwich generation struggling to build retirement security while juggling work, raising children, and caregiving to aging parents. Joining me today is Catherine Collinson, president of nonprofit Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, to share some unsettling information about Gen Xers' retirement preparations. So, Catherine, what is the retirement outlook for Gen Xers?
As a retirement researcher, Gen X is the generation I lose sleep over. I worry about them a lot. Only 14% are very confident that they'll be able to fully retire with a comfortable lifestyle. And the oldest Gen Xers are now entering their mid-50s. Our survey also found that 71% feel they could work to age 65 and still not save enough to meet their retirement needs. And unfortunately, I'm concerned that they may very well be right. Gen Xers have saved just $66,000 in all household retirement accounts. That's the estimated median. The oldest are only about 10, 15 plus years away from retirement, and they really need to be hunkering down and focused on building their nest eggs. Just mathematically speaking, $66,000 is not going to last long in a retirement that could last 20 or 30 or more years.
Now, help me understand this, though, because Gen Xers have been saving for most of their careers. So what's behind their low retirement confidence level?
A little history lesson can help illustrate how they arrived in this situation. Looking back to the 1980s, Gen X is the first generation to have had access to 401ks for the majority of their working careers. However, 401ks were so new, many simply did not understand the importance of saving. And back when 401ks were introduced, they didn't have the same bells and whistles and plan features that they have today. So even though Gen X had access, they weren't fully equipped with the knowledge, power, and services that could help them today. Fast forward to 2019, most Gen Xers are saving for retirement, but they got a relatively late start, age 30, and almost one in three have either taken a loan, an early withdrawal, or hardship withdrawal from their retirement account, which can have really, really negative consequences on the size of your nest egg when you reach retirement age.
Can you share some observations to help these Gen Xers get back on track?
Now is the time to take action, and they still have some time to improve their long-term retirement outlook. Take a hard look in the financial mirror. Know exactly where you stand with your household financial situation, estimate your retirement savings needs, and potential shortfalls so you can start figuring out how you're going to bridge that gap. People are living longer than ever before. We need to stay in the workforce longer, and it's absolutely critical we keep our skills up to date and marketable. The IRS actually has a thing called catch-up contributions that enable people age 50 and older to contribute to a 401k or similar plan above and beyond the annual limits.
Okay, well, that's some sobering, but at the same time, encouraging counsel. Well, Catherine, thanks as always for your research and insights. That's all the time we have here for Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. Until the next time, I'm Al Waller on WYPR, your NPR news station.